All right, welcome to day two of our consecration to St. Joseph. Today we'll be going over the Litany of St. Joseph, and just as we go through the consecration over these 33 days, on average each day is about 20 minutes. Today is definitely a little bit of a shorter day today. Definitely won't be 20 minutes by any means, but days like tomorrow might be a little bit longer, a little bit closer to that 20 minutes there. But nonetheless, we have some great content to go through today. And again, I'm really looking forward to going through the Litany of St. Joseph. But first, let's open in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Good and loving Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this time we get to spend together as we grow closer to our spiritual Father and ultimately closer to you as well. Thank you for our blessings and all of the gifts that you've given us. And thank you for this time together. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, let's get started here. Day two, the Litany of St. Joseph. Knowing by experience St. Joseph's astonishing influence with God, I would wish to persuade everyone to honor him with particular devotion. I have always seen those who honored him in a special manner make progress in virtue, for this heavenly protector favors in a striking manner the spiritual advancement of souls who commend themselves to him. St. Teresa of Avila. You have probably heard of St. Maximilian Kolbe, the heroic priest who gave his life for another prisoner in the concentration camp at Auschwitz. St. Maximilian was a zealous promoter of Our Lady and Marian consecration. He founded the Militia Immaculata in 1917 to spread devotion to Our Lady around the world. But have you heard of Father Joseph Kentenich, another great promoter of devotion to Our Lady? In 1941, Father Kentenich was arrested by the Gestapo and put into prison in Germany. For medical reasons, the Nazis did not intend to send him to a concentration camp. Zealous for Our Lady, however, Father Kentenich requested he be sent to the concentration camp at Dachau. He wanted to offer his suffering for the Marian movement he had initiated in 1914 called Schoenstatt. He followed the Schoenstatt movement in order to teach Our Lady's virtues to people and transform the world through Marian consecration. Father Kentenich spent 3 years in Dachau. Father Kentenich's method of Marian consecration is known as the Covenant of Love. He believed that a covenant of love with Mary would transform the world by turning the members of Schoenstatt into apparitions of Mary. Not literal apparitions, of course. Rather, by imitating Mary's virtues, the members of Schoenstatt would become reflections of Mary, apparitions of Our Lady in the world. The Church and the world need such apparitions. The Church and the world also need apparitions of St. Joseph, men and women who radiate the virtues of St. Joseph, especially his faithful love as a husband and father. In a world plagued with gender ideology and confusion about marriage and the family, reflections of Mary and St. Joseph are very much needed. Consecration to St. Joseph, an imitation of his virtues, will make this happen. The Litany of St. Joseph will prepare you for total consecration to your spiritual father and teach you how to resemble his virtues. The litany dates back to at least the 16th century and has been prayed by countless saints. The version you will pray was approved and indulgenced by St. Pope Pius X in 1909. Through the Litany of St. Joseph, you will learn the virtues and wonders of your spiritual father and become an apparition of Saint Joseph in the world. I take refuge in the arms, Saint Joseph, so that thou mayest lead me in the path of virtue. Saint Clement Mary Hofbauer. Saint Joseph is your model for loving Jesus, Mary, and souls. Models are meant to be replicated, though through imitations of Saint Joseph's virtues, you will become like your model and have a tremendous impact on the world. Saint Joseph's virtues will become your virtues. You are to become another Joseph. His, Saint Joseph's, eminent virtues constitute his merit, and he becomes our model. Blessed William Joseph Chaminade. Saint Joseph is our guide and our model because our vocation, like his, we must live his life, practice his virtues, and assimilate his spirit. Saint Peter Julian Aimard. Let us love Jesus above all. Let us love Mary as our mother. But then, how could we keep from loving Joseph, who was so intimately united to both Jesus and Mary? And how can we honor him better than by imitating his virtues? Now, what else did he do in all his life but contemplate, study, and adore Jesus, even in the midst of his daily labors? Behold, therefore, our model, Saint Madeleine Sophie Barat. The Litany of Saint Joseph. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Holy Mary, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Noble offspring of David, pray for us. Light of patriarchs, pray for us. Spouse of the Mother of God, pray for us. Chaste guardian of the Virgin, pray for us. Foster father of the Son of God, pray for us. Zealous defender of Christ, pray for us. Head of the Holy Family, pray for us. Joseph most just, pray for us. Joseph most chaste, pray for us. Joseph most prudent, pray for us. Joseph most courageous, pray for us. Joseph most obedient, pray for us. Joseph most faithful, pray for us. Mirror of patience, pray for us. Lover of poverty, pray for us. Model of workmen, pray for us. Glory of domestic life, pray for us. Guardian of virgins, pray for us. Pillar of families, pray for us. Comfort of the afflicted, pray for us. Hope of the sick, pray for us. Patron of the dying, pray for us. Terror of demons, pray for us. Protector of the Holy Church, pray for us. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. He has made him Lord of his household and Prince over all his possessions. Let us pray. O God, who in your loving providence chose blessed Joseph to be the spouse of your most holy mother, grant us the favor of having him for our intercessor in heaven, whom on earth we venerate as our protector. You who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. And lastly, we have the Memorare to St. Joseph, under the prayers to St. Joseph. Remember, O most chaste spouse of the Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, my spiritual father, and beg your protection. O foster father of the Redeemer, despise not my petitions, but in your goodness, hear and answer me. Amen. Okay, and there we have it for day two, the Litany of St. Joseph. And just to give you a heads up for the consecration, this is something that we will be, this is being introduced very early on here, because if you went ahead and looked ahead to day 26, day 30, day 14, you'll see a very common trend of praying the Litany to St. Joseph. It's a very powerful litany, and St. Joseph is, as you heard, known by many titles, all of which are going to be explained as we go through these 33 days, actually. So this does have meaning, and this does have a sequence. And this day two is the introduction to what we'll be going through throughout this entire 33-day retreat. So thanks again for listening along and praying along with me, and I'm very much looking forward to day three with you tomorrow. Have a great day. Take care.